Delsing spent 25 years on the PGA Tour and is a lifetime member of the PGA Tour and PGA of America. Now he provides his unique perspective as a golfer and network broadcaster. It's time to go On the Range with Jay Delsing.
On the Range is brought to you by the Gateway Section of the PGA.
Hey, good morning. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm your host, Jay Perley. Give us a little report, just a little quick geography report. Where the hell are you today?
Destin, Florida, still frolicking with the Dolphins. Everything's going just
That's
fine.
Enough, Perley. That's all the time you get. Go frolic away. Meets here at the ESPN studios taking good care of us. And we formatted a show like a round of golf. And the first segment is the On the Range segment, and it's brought to you by the Gateway Section of the PGA. Please help me to congratulate the 300-plus men and women in our section helping to make your golf experience better. Please look for these outlets on social media. Pearl, social media, go.
Everything's going very well.
Right on. We want to thank Bob and Kathy Donahue at Donahue Painting and Refinishing, 314-805-2132. Anything you need for the inside, the outside of your house, any sort of painting, refinishing, any sort of sprucing it up, these are the people to call. Great people. 314-805-2132. All right, Pearl, fun show today. I got to sit down with Houston White. And let's just be honest, you were the guy, you kind of saw Houston on the Golf Channel, I think, and pointed him out to me. And I just love the interview. Really fun.
The right kind of energy, the right spirit, I thought, for your show. I knew you would be able to relate to him, and I'm excited for people to hear him. He's got some interesting perspective that I think is important.
Yeah, and he brings a different skill set to this kind of fundraising effort and growing the game. All right, Pearl, how about the Americans whipping some serious ass in Olympic golf? Nelly Korda, besides being world number one, obviously, just played her butt off and then had a little dip in the 18th, in the last 18 holes and still came back to win strong. And Xander Schauffele had just a hell of an exciting finish. And Pearl, let's talk about that finish and some of the confidence that we both thought that he's going to garnish from that great victory.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been great if he would have knocked it down the middle, hit it 6 feet, maybe made birdie or just lift out or something like that. But the way he ended up doing it, having the chip out, keep his poise, absolutely. They didn't talk enough about it, I don't think, about the pitch shot that he hit in there. He just peered it right over the pin and just gorgeous shot in those circumstances, and then gets up and makes the putt. And here's a guy that's not been able to close the deal like he should with the talent he is out there. And we all need that at some point in our career to kind of really come through for ourselves. And he actually did that. You and I talk about this all the time when we hear people, oh, so-and-so choked or so-and-so did this. You know, Nick Faldo was a choker. Tom Watson was a choker. Tom Kite was a choker. Yeah, and so they say. I don't believe any of that. It takes a while to learn how to win and play under that different level of pressure, let alone the pressure of an Olympics.
And then
every
the family,
4 years,
right, Pearl? And then the whole family dynamic side of it, with his dad being an Olympic hopeful and getting hit in that car accident, and them getting to share that experience. I mean, I didn't ever get to have anything close like that with my dad, but that would have been some kind of cool thing.
Well, his story is just fantastic, and I like that guy, and I hope it springs him in to be able to just win that much more and compete that much more. And he has been competing. He just has kind of gotten over that proverbial hump. But I think it's also another example, and again, stuff we talk about on the show, the guys, until you're comfortable winning, you're not comfortable winning. So he gets up there, he gets in the hunt, he can clearly play, but there's something about that next level. And then here he did it on the Olympic stage. Now, you know, you can make the argument, well, how strong was the field? How's this? How's that? But also, you're playing for your country, you're playing for the gold. It's very possible you'll never do that again. And, you know, it's your one shot, and he came through. I thought it was just fantastic. I'm just a huge fan of the guy.
I'm as well, and I'm really hoping that he goes ahead and takes the next step. And we've already seen him a lot. He's a hell of a player. But it'd be neat to challenge a little more.
Absolutely. But talk a little bit more about Nelly Korda. What did you see there? So here she blitzes the field when she shoots her, 61, because he double bogeyed last hole or something like that. And I happen to watch that hole as well. But what's your take on what you saw from her? Already number one in the world.
You know what, John? This is kind of crazy, but I liken her to Tiger when he came out.
I do too.
I liken her to Tiger. There's an elegance, I say this all the time about her game, that is this such unique blend of skill and power, touch, feel. She's a good-looking person. She carries herself well. She's extremely athletic. I mean, she's got all the aces, man.
Yeah, just so competitive, and you could love her fight, but the announcers called it real well because they said if there's a kink in her armor, she doesn't like to play slow. And it started slowing down on her. And that double bogey she made on 18, I don't even remember what day that was, if that was the second round, I think. But she gets up there, and, you know, first of all, questionable whether she should have been hitting driver, but appreciate that she was kind of going for it and all that. But that slow play kind of got her a couple different times. So that's a piece where I'm sure she's always dealing with that. But that seems to be really the only kink in her armor. I just like everything about the way she walks on that and handles herself on that golf course. And by the way, I'm also a huge fan of Lydia Ko, and I thought she just did a great job as well. She is an absolute class act, and it's kind of cool to see that on the tour. I'm not sure when you and I were growing up with the ladies tour, they had some of the professionalism and class and next level stuff that these ladies are really bringing this tour along.
Oh, Pearl.
And it should come along because it's top notch.
I agree. Huge fan here of the LPGA Tour. We're still working to try to get some of the girls on the show, but just a huge fan. We got to wrap it up. I want to do the tip of the cap segment. It's brought to you by the Dean team of Kirkwood, and my tip of that cap goes to my buddy Phil Frings and his efforts to end Alzheimer's. We did a small fundraising function this week. He brought the car that he drives across the country. Folks' names go on his racing car that they either want to memorialize from this horrible disease or to honor as they fight through it. His wife, Mimi, is going through it right now, and I just admire and respect him so much. And I want to tip the cap to Phil and the R2NAZ fight. I want to thank Dean team of Kirkwood, Colin and Brandy. Thanks so much for sponsoring the tip of the cap. You can reach them at 314-966-0303. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with the front nine. This is Golf with Jay Delsing.
This is Paul Azinger, and you're listening to Golf with Jay Delsing.
I want to thank the Gateway section of the PGA of America for supporting the Golf with Jay Delsing show. There are over 300 men and women, PGA professionals, and over 100 golf facilities in the greater St. Louis area supporting us. They're experts in the game. They know the business of golf. And at this point in time, this pandemic, the golf courses are jammed. These folks are working 10, 12-hour days and just doing great stuff, and really appreciate them. Every time you pull up to a public course or a private course, a driving range, there's a really good chance that facility is run by a member of our section. Some of the examples of the programs that are run by these PGA professionals and the Gateway PGA section include PGA Reach, Drive, Chip and Putt, PGA Hope, and the PGA Junior League. To learn more about the Gateway PGA, go to gatewaypga.org. To find a local PGA professional coach for your next session, go to pga.com. The PGA, growing this game we love.
Are you looking for a great career? Do you like meeting nice people, working with your hands, and fixing things inside the home? Marcone Appliance Parts Company would like to encourage you to consider a high-paying career in major appliances repair and service. Major appliance service technicians are in very high demand. Major appliance techs work regular hours and make excellent money. They work local, in their own communities, and are home every night. It is an incredibly stable industry and highly rewarding work. Discover more about your new career in major appliance services today by contacting a local appliance service company in your hometown. In Kansas City, contact Nick Turner at Consumer Service Company. The phone number is 913-541-0438. Marcone Appliance Parts Company is based in St. Louis, Missouri, and is the largest distributor of major appliance parts in North America and proud distributor of General Electric Parts.
I am delighted to welcome Marie Davila to the Golf with Jay Delsing show. I'm sure you know where it is, but in case you don't, Marie Davila is a landmark out in West St. Louis County. It's located on the corner of Clayton and Wideman Roads. It's also on 21 beautiful rolling acres right on the way out to Queenie Park. It's a country club-like atmosphere. It's iconic, and it's absolutely gorgeous. When my dad died and my mom decided she didn't want to live alone, Marie Davila was the first place we called. When we pulled up, we were greeted at the front door by the owner, and he took us around on a tour of the facility. We learned that there are 1, 2, and 3-bedroom villas that you can live in, and there's also 24-hour care in the East, West, and the Waterford buildings. So Marie Davila had everything that my mom wanted. One of the things that stood out in my mind as well was the way the family-owned business treats their guests. That's right. They refer to them as guests, but they treat them like family. So if you're in the process of trying to make a tough decision for this next part of life, you got to visit Marie Davila. This is local. This is family. And this is St. Louis. This is Marie Davila. Come be our guest.
When things come out of left field, having a game plan matters. Farmers Insurance has over 90 years of experience helping people play through every stage of the game. We've seen almost everything, so we know how to cover almost anything. Talk to Farmers agent Ed Fogelbach at 314-398-0101 to see how they can help you stay in the game. That's Ed Fogelbach at 314-398-0101.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Hi, Jay Delsing here for SSM Health Physical Therapy. Our golf program has the same screening techniques and technology as the pros on the PGA Tour use. That's right. SSM Health Physical Therapy has TPI, Titleist Performance Institute, trained physical therapists that can perform the TPI screen on you, as well as use the K-Vest 3D motion capture system. It is awesome. Proper posture and alignment can help you keep it right down the middle. There's 80 locations in the St. Louis area. Call them at 800-518-1626 or visit them on the web at SSMPhysicalTherapy.com. Your therapy, our passion.
Grab your clubs. We're headed to the front nine on Golf with Jay Delsing.
The front nine is brought to you by the Ascension Charity Classic.
Hey, welcome back. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm your host, Jay. I got Pearly with me, and we are headed to the front nine that is brought to you by the Ascension Charity Classic. Man, we're getting close. And I am leaving tomorrow morning to go to Calgary to play a champions event up there and represent the Ascension Charity Classic. I got my ACC golf bag. I'm really excited. But folks, September 6th through 12th, Norwood Hills. You got to get your butts out there and watch some great golf. The golf course is perfect. It's going to be really, really fun.
I am so excited you're getting up to Canada. I hope you get a chance to really get a feel for playing again. When's the last time you played competitively, Jay?
At least 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so you need
crazy.
A couple weeks. You'll be ready for Ascension.
Yep. I'll be barking at Pearly Meat when we get out there. Guys, I had this opportunity to sit down with Houston White. And what a cool guy he is. First of all, he's a serial entrepreneur. He started cutting hair when he was 5 or 6 years old and cut his buddy's hair, charging a couple bucks. And before he knew it, he was perfecting it and charging him $20. He opened a little place where he used to cut hair. Then he's kind of ventured into the fashion world. He's got three different levels and types of design. And what's really cool is he's bringing this into the world of golf. One of the fashion lines is definitely golf specific. He loves the game, and he's also got a tournament, Be the Change golf tournament in Minneapolis. Let's jump in to this interview with Houston White.
Is it his time?
Yes! There it is!
Can you believe it?
Houston White is brought to you by Golden Tee.
I'm sitting down this morning with Houston White from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Houston, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me, Jay. It's a pleasure.
Oh, man, the pleasure is mine. I saw this little spot on golf.com, and my buddy Pearly that does the show with me said, this guy is so cool. You gotta talk to him, and I feel so privileged to be able to hook up with you this quickly, man. Tell us a little bit about how you grew up. I know you grew up initially in Mississippi, but then at an early age, you moved to Minneapolis.
Yeah, I was born in Mississippi in the late 70s, and I always describe Mississippi as my little African village, and that is, both my grandmothers lived on the same street about 3 football fields apart, and all of their offspring, both my grandmothers, lived pretty close, you know, after they left the house, and so I grew up kind of going from house to house and was pretty much related to everybody. So just like a African village, you know, it's like you're growing up in the bosom of family. And all of that family did different things. Most of them were entrepreneurs. And so I had uncles that built artisan beds. I had uncles that were welders, painters, musicians, you name it. And so, you know, I was in the bosom of that family, and I got to play, and always been creative, and so it was a dream come true for a young boy. And my parents divorced in 85, and my aunt, who was the matriarch of the family, she had moved to Minnesota in 69, and my parents' divorce was a little rocky, and so my aunt told my mom, you know, bring the kids to Minnesota, this is around 85, and it's a great place to raise them. And so we came here in 85, and my mom and I had one deal. And that was that I come to Minnesota, but I had to go to Mississippi every summer. And that's what I did all the way up to the age of 18 years old.
Oh, my gosh. That's that's quite a difference in Minneapolis and Minnesota, just in the weather alone.
Yeah, but, you know, we got Prince. And so the music is cool, and this is a really creative town. And so it's one of the things that made me fall in love with it. And it is a culture shock, though, I got to say. I came here when I was a kid, and I first saw a squirrel running down the street and scared me to death. I'm like, what the heck is that? Because we didn't have squirrels just running around randomly in the South. But I fell in love with this place, you know, and it worked out because I got to go and spend those summers with my grandma and dad and everybody in Mississippi. So I always like to say it was the best of both worlds for a young kid.
Yeah, you know, Houston, your story is so interesting because creativity takes on so many forms, doesn't it? And you started cutting hair at an early age in the entrepreneurial side. You started charging your buddies and whomever, you know, wanted a haircut, a couple of bucks, and it turned into a pretty damn good little gig there.
Oh, it was a great gig, man. Like, I mean, I was talking about that today in a meeting I was having about, because someone asked the question, like, cutting hair fashion, what do they have anything to do with each other? And I'm like, look, they're both forms of creativity. You know, cutting hair is like sculpting. You know, you have to look at a person's head and figure out how to shade. And the really good barbers cut hair to make the client look good. And that's specific. You know, there's a form of artistry there. And, you know, fashion is the same way. And for me, I always wanted to be an entrepreneur. And so at a young age, especially in an urban environment, like one of the most valuable things to a young black guy is a fresh haircut. And so whoever could provide that at a nominal fee, you know, was winning. And so I was less expensive than going to the barbershop at first. And that got me all those early clients. And then I got all that practice. And then I got as good as the barbers by the time I was 16. And so that's when it just, I was making more money than my mom at 16 years old, cutting hair. So it was interesting.
Man, yeah, that's really interesting. And then, I mean, from there, you know, you have Houston White's men's room and some of the other things that you did. But I was just fascinated by that story because, I'm not sure who was asking you about cutting hair and fashion, but if anybody knows anything about trying to look good, I mean, your do is a big part of that.
It's a huge part of it. You'd be better off getting a good haircut and wearing some old clothes than the reverse, right? Because it all starts up top. And you know, I mean, there's a reason why the cosmetic and the beauty industry is such a big business, because it makes people feel good about themselves. You know, like, I mean, cutting hair, fashion, that is the kind of, I mean, those are those nonverbal forms of communication. It's what you say about yourself before you talk to anyone, and they see you and they make judgments, whether they're right or wrong. But like I said, especially in urban America, when I was coming of age, you know, those box tops and Bobby Brown and, you know, all that stuff was all the rave. And if you could make somebody look like that, game over.
So Houston, you were introduced to the game at a pretty early age, but it didn't get, you and the game didn't really get along all that well at the beginning.
No, I was the worst player on my team. I'm an athlete. I grew up playing basketball. I thought I was going to go to NBA, to be honest with you. I practiced every day, all day. And I used to be a pitcher. And so I was pretty good hitter. Not great. I was better at pitching. So I love baseball. And I had always seen golf clubs like in my in the garage. And, of course, at that time, you know, every Sunday, it would be kind of background noise in my house, but Channel 4 or 11 was on, is Greg Norman and all those guys. And golf just wasn't, it didn't resonate with me because I just didn't get it. So the coach of my high school basketball team, we won like 3 straight state championships. We had an amazing team at my school. That coach, I found out, was the coach of the tennis team and the golf team. And I'm like, wow, a black man. Okay. And that made me try out. And so I tried out, and I was going to do it, but I was really bad. I mean, you know, going to be on a golf team. And I made the team, but, you know, I mean, I couldn't get off the tee, couldn't putt, and it was too much for my ego at that time.
It's such a hard game to start with, but I want to circle back to that. But I know how much Tiger Woods winning the Masters in 97, it influenced you. And I still say to people, one of the coolest things that I've been able to experience, regardless of my skin color, but as a professional golfer, was watching Tiger do what he did and open the doors that should have been opened years ago, were finally open now.
Yeah, that hug, I watched that entire Masters, and I was 19 at the time, and that was what sparked me to really get back into the game. And where before, when I was a kid and kind of quit at that really rough stage, because it's hard, obviously, as you know, to push through, and I found a really good golf coach. And that was my obsession. I have books from 97 and 98 where, you know, my coach would say, look, here's what you do. We're going to hit 10 balls at a time when you go to the range. And you hit 10 balls with one club, and you mark down how many you hit well out of that 10, and then what was happening with the ones that you hit poorly. And I still have those books in that process. And so that was the spark, though, that, and Tiger's just presence, you know, the relatability. I always talk about now, if we're going to grow this game, we have to make golf more culturally relevant. And not just like having black faces, but the clothing, the music, the things that happen inside the ropes, right, have to reflect the people that you want to attract. And so that's what did it for me, too.
Yeah, so, gosh, that's really cool. I want to talk about your golf tournament, but let's talk a little bit about Black Excellence, the clothing line. Tell me about there's 3 different brands within the brands, and they're really unbelievable-looking stuff. You have the new I love how you have a name and then kind of almost like a slang or a street name for, you know, for your Victory Sports, where your Fresh is more street
where I just love how you've done this.
Oh, thank you. You know, we're all like different people at different times of the day or week, right? Like I think most of us are. And I was having a hard time trying to figure out how I had to present my brand to the world. And it felt like I had to make a decision. Are you urban? Are you preppy? You know, what are you? And I'm like, well, I'm all of these things. And so it took a while, but like saying, all right, here's fresh. I am a kid that's informed by urban culture and street culture. And we all like to wear our favorite t-shirt, maybe on the weekends or whatever. And that's where fresh lives. And so you can exist in that space. New classic. At some point or another time or another, we're all going to need to wear a blazer or, you know, a fresh poplin shirt or an Oxford or something at some point. And that's kind of what are the new ways we can present that look? And then with Victory, that is where I get to flex my love for golf and sportwear in a very culturally relevant way. And so it all kind of encompasses this idea that Black culture is American culture, and Black excellence is the embodiment or the idea or the phrase that kind of houses those ambitions. I mean, if you think about like jazz music, jazz is a all-American art form. Black musicians took classical music and basically were informed by it and then just mixed it up and melded it into this new form and then pushes it back into the world as jazz. And so for me, I'm a kid that's like all of my influences from Ralph Lauren, from Diddy, Hugo Boss, everything, all of it. I tried to figure out how can I take all those different influences and create something unique and different and put it out almost like jazz music. And that's kind of how my brand architecture is built.
And I think that what's so interesting about that, Houston, is that there are some other musicians and just some other really creative people that are crossing over into the game with their different, just a different look for golf. And it's just, I just think it's fantastic. I just think it gives us such a broader reach and just a fresher look.
Well, yeah, I mean, think about the NFL, right? You can't have a Super Bowl halftime show without some kind of urban flair or something that connects with a lot of different audiences. You know, and I think golf, NBA, same thing, even in NHL, golf is that last frontier of a very stuffy, kind of white exclusive world. Well, the future of the country is Black and brown and urban. And how do we not do away with the history of golf and don't want to overthrow people. It's just, how do you make room for culture to exist? And how do these worlds share a stage, especially if the game is to last, you know, and be a part of this new future that we're embarking upon? Because I think the way that the way golf is positioned right now, if it doesn't become cooler, it'll eventually be like the Titanic or like Blockbuster.
All right, that's going to wrap up the front nine. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with the back nine and the rest of that interview with Houston White. This is Golf with Jay Delsing.
Hi, this is Peter Jacobson, and you're listening to Golf with Jay Delsing.
If you have a car and you're struggling to get some protection for that car, let me recommend Vehicle Assurance. 1-866-341-9255 is their number. They have been in business for over 10 years and have a 30-day money-back guarantee, which is one of the reasons why they have over 1 million satisfied customers. They are known for their painless claims process and their premium vehicle protection. So whatever that car looks like, they can help you. You can find them at vehicleassurance.com or call them again at 866-341-9255 for a free quote. Get the protection and the peace of mind you deserve.
Professional golf returns to St. Louis in 2021. The Ascension Charity Classic, presented by Emerson. Stars like Phil Mickelson, Ernie Els, Jim Furyk, and more compete at Norwood Hills Country Club, September 6th through the 12th. Tickets, clubhouse passes, hospitality suites, and pro-am foursomes are on sale now. All proceeds go to North St. Louis County Charities. Visit AscensionCharityClassic.com or call 314-938-2828. PGA Tour Golf is back in the Lou. The Ascension Charity Classic.
I am with my buddy Joe Sheezer from USA Mortgage.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Doing great, Joe. Thanks so much for the support of the show.
I really appreciate the opportunity. Congratulations. This is your third year, and we're really proud to be a sponsor all 3 years since the very beginning. It's a great show, and we look forward to it every Sunday morning.
Well, thanks a bunch. Tell us just a little bit about USA Mortgage and what you can do for people.
Well, USA Mortgage is a ESOP. It's an employee-owned company, so over 1,000 families here in St. Louis work for the company. So if you want an opportunity to patronize a local company, please call USA Mortgage 314-628-2015, and I'll be more than happy to sit down with you, go over your options, discuss all the different programs that are available, and give you an opportunity to support a local company.
That's awesome, Joe. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it, Jay. Thank you.
This is Golf with Jay Delson. I'm your host, Jay, and I am sitting down this morning with Don Cooper. Don, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. I'm getting ready to start my day on the lesson tee, so we're ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, that's great. Well, so you're over at Lake Carlisle. Tell us a little bit about the junior programs. I know you're in the top three in the country with some of your numbers.
Yeah, you know, we've been really fortunate. Our PGA Junior League program here is great. There's not many facilities around us that have anything like that. We were the third largest. You know, we're trying to get our numbers up. We'd like to, you know, stay there or if not, do better. So we're just trying to grow it. We keep it extremely fun, so we get a lot of participation. And it's just been a great thing for our facility and our game of golf and our juniors in the area.
Well, Don, what do your numbers look like? And are you starting to see some kids turn into some pretty good players?
You know, that's the phenomenal thing. You know, we were at 175 for the spring and summer, and then I've got another 75 for the fall. So we're looking at around 250. We did have some drop off in the fall due to other sports and stuff going on now that COVID's cleared up a little bit. But that's the thing, you know, as I get into my teaching business, you know, I'm kind of waiting for that elite student that I get that wants to really put his head to the grindstone and get going on things. But we've kind of just doing that with some kids that have started up. You know, we have a really nice program through US Kids Golf that we use. And we really are. I'm starting to get, I've got a really group of five or six kids. I call them my elite ranchers. And they're starting to get into some tournament golf, starting to medal, getting some scores down and just going through the process of learning. So it's starting to really get fun.
Oh, that's so terrific. And you know what? I love the fact that you're blowing up that old thought that if you don't have a lot of money, you know, you can't play this game. It's just not true.
Yeah, that's what I say that to people all the time. They really get into, oh, golf's an expensive sport. And I tell them, I said, well, it's as expensive as you want it to be. You know, my kids, you know, I've got two juniors that are growing up for the game, so they kind of get a blank check, you know, anything they want. But, you know, I mean, there's programs out there. There's so much used equipment now. We have kids' equipment here. We get kids that get into our golf academy, and they don't even have clubs, you know, and we provide the clubs for them. So they're out here weekly getting that exposure to the game. And, you know, hopefully it's something that just kind of takes off for them. We've got a nice trade-in program because we have so many juniors in our PGA Junior League that we're able to kind of trade off clubs, you know, with other families. So that works out really well, too.
This is Don Cooper. This is the Gateway Spotlight on Golf with Jay Delsing. Don, keep doing what you're doing, growing the game, and it sounds like you're bringing a lot of energy, having a lot of fun.
Yeah, hey, thanks, Jay. I appreciate it. And a huge shout-out to our Gateway section, or the Greatway section, as our president likes to call it. So I'm just extremely blessed to be here. Thank you.
You've seen it and played it in bars over the past 30 years, and now you can bring Golden Tee to your home. Complete your basement or man cave with the popular arcade game, The Ultimate Virtual Golfing Experience. Over 80 courses, unique game modes, and you can even challenge a buddy in online tournaments. However you play, you will be the talk of your neighborhood. Visit home.goldentee.com to learn more.
I want to tell you about Dean Team Volkswagen of Kirkwood. My friend Colin Burnt runs the store over there, and he helped me buy a used Volkswagen for my daughter Jo when she turned 16. We've had the car for over a year. It's running great. It's nice and safe, and we've taken it there to get it serviced just recently. Pearlie, that does the show with me, just bought a nice Toyota truck from Colin. So I want you to know that if there's any sort of vehicle you need, anything at all, you can get it at the Dean Team Volkswagen of Kirkwood. You can call them at 314-966-0303 or visit them at DeanTeamVWKirkwood.com.
We're halfway there. It's time for the Back Nine on Golf with Jay Delsing.
The Back Nine is brought to you by Fogelbach Agency with Farmers Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm your host, Jay. I got Pearlie with me. Brad Barnes taking great care of us here in ESPN Studios. We're headed to the Back Nine, and it's brought to you by the Fogelbach Agency with Farmers. 314-398-0101. I just talked to Ed today. Just a terrific guy. Great human being. If you need any type of insurance product for your family, anything personal, if you need something for your business, call Ed, 314-398-0101. All right, let's go to the second half of that my interview with Houston White.
Arnold Palmer is the Masters champion of 1960.
There it is, a win for the ages.
Oh, Jack. That was a great putt.
Well, Jack finishing off. And what a day it's been for him. A round of 65.
Houston White is brought to you by Golden Tee.
You're doing this great tournament called Be the Change. Let's talk about that a little bit. But one of the things that's my favorite, Houston, about the game of golf is its use as a vehicle. It's a societal powerhouse. It can raise money. It can get people together like you and I that have never met. We share some common thoughts and some common loves and some common beliefs. And who the hell knows where our friendship can go? And that's all because of the game.
It's all because of the game we love. And how else? I was walking last. I played Minnetonka Country Club for the first time. It's one of the oldest clubs in Minneapolis. Beautiful golf course. I was invited out, and I played. I walked with Bob White, who is the grandson of Hubert White, famous figure in Minnesota fashion and clothing and styles and all that. And here I am, a 43-year-old man, black man, walking with a 73-year-old white man who comes from a family legacy in fashion. And I was talking new fashion. He was talking the old days. But we wouldn't have spent 4.5 hours doing that. And then we had dinner afterwards and then toured. So we were together 6 hours. How else do you spend 6 hours with someone you never have met? What would you do? You know, and that is just an example of how that game, you know, it brings people together. And so the tournament was created to do things just like that. Typically, you know, you go to a golf tournament and they're great, but you're just playing with your buddies. And when you talk about raising money for especially underserved communities, well, how hypocritical is it not to be willing to go to those communities or play golf on a course in that community that you quote unquote raise the money for? And so we have the golf tournament intentionally at Theater Works, which is one of the oldest golf courses in the state, and then one of the first golf courses to allow black players to play, and then bring people together, you know, bring a fourth into a group of three or bring two into a group of two and mix people up. And it is magical what happened last year. The mayor of Minneapolis played with three black women, and the mayor kept the relationship and just spoke at an event that one of the black women threw for this great golfer who passed away a couple of years ago, but that relationship was built last year at the tournament. They didn't know each other, you know, and so that is the uniqueness of this platform at the Be the Change tournament.
It's just fantastic, but you've also got some really cool plans to kind of expand this idea into almost like a community festival. Talk a little bit about that. I just love that idea.
So Minneapolis, obviously we didn't want this, but we are the social justice capital of the world right now because of the murder of George Floyd and what happened afterwards. And so our city has suffered emotionally. We've been in the heart of the pandemic like everyone else, but on top of all the things that other states were dealing with, we were dealing with increasing violence. We were dealing with things being shut down because they were destroyed, all this. And so our downtown has been decimated. And so how do you bring back this lively city? We thought that the same way we brought people together during the pandemic to talk and to get to know each other and to raise money and to raise awareness around social justice and race and all of it, let's have a festival, you know, and it could be Thursday through Sunday. Thursday kick off with conferences around what does it mean to be the change, right? You just host different public figures from out of state, in state, and maybe throughout the world, and start to have some dialogue about things we could do. Friday, we would begin to have, you know, maybe jazz in the streets and some music acts. Saturday would just be a bang-up festival with different staging, First Avenue, the Vikings, Timberwolves, everybody be involved, and just take over the streets of Minneapolis and have everything from family fun to, you know, some different kinds of music that folks can go to and all kind of food, and then bookend it with the golf tournament on Sunday, raise a ton of money, bring people together, and it'd be a different way to think about connecting community.
I love one of the things I read that you said when it comes to getting involved, and just whether it's the golf tournament, whether it's the music festival, whether it's sitting around talking, that your presence is more important than your pocketbook. And that says a lot about the way that you see this thing happening. I mean, obviously, we need money to do certain things, but it starts way before the money.
Way before the money. Relationships. If I want a loan from a bank, I need to have a relationship to a banker. And the better my relationship with that banker is going to go in and speak on my behalf. But if I just show up to a financial institution, right, and be like, well, I need $10,000. We're like, well, okay, we'll fill out this application and we'll take a look at it. But they're going to look at you just as a random number of customer, and they're going to judge you by things that have no humanity in it. And for me, along this journey, I've learned that all transactions, everything is relational. Everything. And so if we're going to move society forward, we're going to have to take away the titles, begin to address people through first names, right? Doesn't matter if you're a CEO or a politician or struggling. We're people first. And if we start to see that and build relationships, I think that, especially coming off these last, whatever, 6+ years of, it seems like an eternity, where we've been more divided than I can remember in my lifetime, I think it's really important to start to get together and with different people, right? We can't just be talking to folks in our bubbles. We do have to talk to folks that are different than us to expand and grow.
This is Golf with Jay Delsing, and I am visiting with Houston White. Houston, what's next for you? Tell the folks a little bit about how they can follow you, how if you want to pop your social media stuff, your websites, your clothes, anything. Please, come on, let us have it.
So what's next for me? I'm in the throes of a development in a little area that we call Camden Town, CamdenTownMinneapolis.com. And I'm really excited about that, bringing different people into inner city communities and changing communities by scaling enterprises that then benefit those communities, like the Get Down Coffee Company, which launches in 42 Target this Sunday. Get Down Coffee Company, getdowncoffee.com, sorry. And my fashion brands are all under the Houston White umbrella, and it's simply HoustonWhite.co. And some people say, did you miss an M? No, it's HoustonWhite.co. And on all of the social media channels, IG, Facebook, HoustonWhite.co, Get Down Coffee, and Be the Change golf tournament, which will happen September 11th at Theaterworth Golf Course. We're at BeTheChangeGolf.com. You can look us up. Even if folks can't be there physically, you can donate. What we're trying to do is have a conversation about how to move society forward and also raise money for a lot of small organizations that are doing great work that typically get overlooked by big philanthropy. And so that's our mission, right? To use this game that we love, use this game that I love, to really help benefit these youngsters who are our future. And if we don't do it, then who will?
You know, Houston, there's a little Boys and Girls Club called Matthew's Dickies here in St. Louis, and they go up to the club that I grew up at. And on Wednesdays from 6 to 8, they boys and girls come, you know, most of them are African-American. They're not all African-American, but most of them are, and they've just never been presented the game before. And it's so I'll go up there and help them, you know, try to hit it a little better and talk to them. And just, I come out of there feeling just my eyes are so much more open than when I started. But watching these kids get presented this thing, it's amazing. When I think about what you're doing with the game, how the game's affected you, how the game has absolutely dominated and provided for my family and I my entire life. And I'm like, man, just even if one of these little boys or these little girls take on to this thing, it was all worth it.
It's all worth it. This game, I mean, that right there is the gift that keeps on giving, right? Like, it's teaching how to fish, not giving a fish. That's why your presence is more important than your pocketbook. Because your presence is inspiring, and then your presence gives the information. And if, to your point, it sparks interest, well, that's a lifetime. That's a lifetime. You know, Harriet Tubman brought 300 people from slavery to freedom. And I read something recently, and I didn't think about it like this. And it said, think about the kids of those 300 people, the grandkids, the great-grandkids. You know, because you say, well, it's just 300 people. But there's a catalytic effect to helping just one person.
Man, that's just fantastic. This is Houston White. Houston, thank you so much for jumping on with me today. Man, I could talk to you forever. I'm going to keep following you. I'm going to do anything I can to help. If you ever get down to St. Louis, gosh, we got to tee it up and we got to talk, man. I don't know what should be more fun.
Yeah, let's tee it up and talk. I like the sound of that. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. Yeah, I look forward to meeting you in person.
All right, Pearl, we're going to cut off the back nine here, but then you and I will pick up a little Houston White thing. And I want to talk a little bit about Simone Biles and her Olympic experience and some of the stuff she went through. But don't go anywhere. Okay. The 19th hole will be right back with Golf with Jay Delsing.
Hi, this is Bob Costas, and you're listening to Golf with Jay Delsing.
Powers Insurance and Risk Management is sponsoring a VIP experience for you to watch the pros play in St. Louis. Enter to win two Club 314 tickets and a VIP parking pass for either the first or second round Friday and Saturday of the ACC tournament. All you have to do to enter is go to powersinsurance.com/PGA and sign up to win. Powers Insurance is a family-owned agency here in St. Louis and specializes in personalized coverage for a client who has a lot going on. At Powers, they understand you don't fit into a box, and neither should your coverage. Club 314 tickets include food and beverage and offer an amazing overlook of the 17th green and the 18th tee, where there'll be plenty of action. Winners will be announced on air September 5th. Once again, go to powersinsurance.com/PGA to win free tickets or get more information on jdelsingolf.com.
Are you looking for a great career? Do you like meeting nice people, working with your hands, and fixing things inside the home? Marcone Appliance Parts Company would like to encourage you to consider a high-paying career in major appliances repair and service. Major appliance service technicians are in very high demand. Major appliance techs work regular hours and make excellent money. They work local, in their own communities, and are home every night. It is an incredibly stable industry and highly rewarding work. Discover more about your new career in major appliance services today by contacting a local appliance service company in your hometown. In St. Louis or St. Charles County, contact Brian Probst at AAA Home Services. The phone number is 636-299-3871. Marcone Appliance Parts Company is based in St. Louis, Missouri, and is the largest distributor of major appliance parts in North America and proud distributor of General Electric Parts.
I know you've heard me talk about Whitmore Country Club. I want to thank them for supporting the show again for the third year and tell you things are going great for them. There's 90 holes of golf when you join at Whitmore Country Club. The membership provides you access to the Missouri Bluffs, the Links of Dardenne, and the Golf Club of Wentzville. Cart fees are included. There's no food or beverage minimums and no assessments. 24-hour fitness center is fantastic. There's two large pool complexes. And three tennis courts. Stop in the golf shop. You got to see my buddy Bummer. He is an absolute great guy that would love to help you with your game and love to show you around the facility. He and his staff run golf league, skins games, members tournaments, couples events. There's live music. There's great dining opportunities out there, outside, inside. Anything you and your family need golf-wise, fun-wise, visit WhitmoreGolf.com or call them at 636-926-9622.
Don't miss the hottest rookie class in PGA Tour Champions history. Stars like Phil Mickelson, Ernie Els, Jim Furyk, and more compete at Norwood Hills Country Club September 6th through the 12th. Join legends Jack Nicklaus, Tom Watson, and Hale Irwin to celebrate the PGA Tour Champions' newest event. Professional golf returning to St. Louis in 2021. The Ascension Charity Classic presented by Emerson. Tickets, clubhouse passes, hospitality suites, pro-am foursomes on sale now. Visit AscensionCharityClassic.com.
Hey, Jay Delsing here for SSM Health Physical Therapy. Do you want to have a more consistent golf swing? Hell, I know I sure do. SSM Health Physical Therapy's golf program has Titleist Performance Institute certified physical therapists trained to assess your movement patterns, your mobility, and your stability to help make your golf swing more efficient and repeatable. They can help your golf game. There's 80 locations in the St. Louis area. 800-518-1626 or visit them on the web at ssmphysicaltherapy.com. Tell them Jay sent you for special pricing. Your therapy, our passion.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Ed Fogelbach, put his experience to work for you. Ed Fogelbach proudly serves St. Louis area families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call the Fogelbach Agency at 314-398-0101 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's the Fogelbach Agency at 314-398-0101. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Grab your friends, a cold one, and pull up a chair. We're on to the 19th hole on golf with Jay Delsing.
The 19th hole is brought to you by Michelob Ultra.
All right, welcome back. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm your host, Jay Perley's with me, and we are headed to the 19th hole. It's brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Before we get into the Simone Biles thing, I want to give a shout out to Crystal Highlands. They are reopening. They've been closed for a few years. Go check them out. Good golf course down in Festus. Crystal Highlands is back open for business. John, the Houston White just a really cool guy. I love the fact that he's bringing his stuff into the world of golf. And it's unapologetic, it's different, and it's fresh. We need it.
Yeah, there's lots of ways to look at it. I told you, I felt this way and I felt that way about it, but he made me think about different things. I love his energy. I like what he's bringing. And, you know, the true entrepreneur, he doesn't see any boundaries. He just sees all the possibilities. It's a lot of fun listening to him.
It really was. And he'll be on the show again. He was really fun. All right. So, John, Simone Biles. I mean, what Simone Biles is dealing with, this thing called the twisties, and it just reminded me of how great Rick Ankiel was for us on the show to talk so frankly and so honestly about, you know, that kind of version of the yips with his pitching. And having this gymnast experience this thing called the twisties. So I did a little research on it, Pearl, and it's like these folks get up in the air and they're 10 and 15 and sometimes even higher off the ground, twisting and turning, and they lose the sense of where they are in the air, John. And the biggest fear is obviously landing on your head, and it could be, even for the speed and the height that they're coming from, it could be game over for some of these guys.
Well, that's why it's hard, right, to relate it to other sports in other situations. You know, say, hey, you're not on your game, you still have to go out there under the pitcher's mound. You're not on the game, you still have to go out there in the ring and box. You're not on the game, you still have to go on the football field. But that's where I guess it's different, right, because you're not on your game and you come down sideways and you break your neck and you're dead. So it's a different deal across the board. But you were talking a little bit about also she hasn't lost before.
Yeah. So where does that fit? So the pressure has a lot, in my opinion, the pressure has so much to do with this. And we're talking about expectations. You and I have talked about that in so many different walks of life. And when you start setting this bar so high, and the commentary with her went something like this, it's not proper to compare her to Michael Jordan and Tiger Woods and Tom Brady because she never loses. And I mean, we were talking at the break and Meat was just saying, you don't get this full effect when you're watching him compete, but she jumps off the mat and there's six cameras surrounding her, you know, 3.5 feet from her face. It's like this world that just was probably feeling like I was closing in on her. And then this happened, and it happened to her once before in her career. And it's, I can't even imagine what it feels like.
Well, not to the degree that it costs us our lives, but you can, as far as having to compete and knowing that you don't have your game. That's a tough situation. But yeah, I think it's interesting how it got cleared up over time. You know, what was my first thought when she did? I'm like, well, listen, you know, you got to show up. My thing was, then do a simpler version of your exercise. And then, you know, you're not as competitive because you're doing 2 twists instead of 15 twists or whatever the heck she's doing. But I guess that doesn't work either. So much of it was trying to really understand it. And how do we understand what a person like that is going through? Because really no other person on the planet is dealing with that scenario.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, it's just one of those things. And to have it happen, Pearl, it's no coincidence. You know, I don't believe in those anyway. There's no coincidence that it happened on this stage after all this training. Not 4 years, John, but 5 years because of COVID, you know, that she'd waited for it to try to get another stack of gold medals into her trophy case.
Yeah, it was just so impressive. But then I loved the way she kind of hung in there, cheered on her teammates, did a lot of other things that, you know, are the way to do it as a leader, which was impressive as well. So I don't know. The rest of us just can't really relate. And I'm just trusting her that she did what was right for her and her team.
Yeah, absolutely. It's hard to relate. I'm glad that they kind of backed off and walked back on some of the strict criticism that they started off with on her and tried to understand this from a different point of view. Pearl, that's going to wrap up another show. Thanks so much for being with me.
I loved it. It's going too fast, but I loved it.
Meat, thanks for taking care of us here at the ESPN studios, and we will be with you next week with more of Golf with Jay Delsing. Hit 'em straight, St. Louis.